We have a strong and mighty God. Amen. Our God created the heavens, created the earth. Not only does God move mountains, He creates them. Parts the sea that we can move ahead. Our God is a great and a mighty, mighty God. But we live in a time of much change and uncertainty happening all around us. If you think about things, you make your head spin. You know, one day it's one thing, another day it's something else. The last few years just been, pumping all the time about catastrophe, global warming. And then I was reading just this last week, there's information that the sun also has cycles, and it's the activity of the sun has dropping the fastest it's ever dropped in the last few thousand years. And so now some people are saying this is similar to about 400 years ago, and it could be a mini ice age. Which way do you go, right? And it says in Matthew that there's wars and rumors of wars, there's pestilence, there's earthquakes and national disasters, nation against nation. It seems every realm, political, financial, everything is just uncertain. But in the midst of all this, speaking about Matthew 24, all these things, in the midst of that, verse 14, it says, And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations. In the midst of all this, this is not the time that we should be hiding in a closet under our bed, under our chair, trying to protect our own security and our own safety, our personal comfort. This is the time we need to step out. Because in the midst of all these things that are going on, the Bible says, and this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come. And so this morning I want to encourage and I want to challenge you. Our God is a great and mighty God. Our God is a strong God. Amen? And in Ephesians 6:10, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Our God is strong. We are to be strong too. Not strong in our own strength, but strong in His mighty power. Amen? Through the Holy Spirit, through the Word of God. This is God's will for us. I'm going to just share a little bit from 1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 13. It says, be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be men of courage. Be strong. Church, we are to be strong. We are to be people of courage. Sometimes it's just anti-Bible or opposite that, with all the things that are going on, and so we want to hide away, we want to protect our personal comfort and safety, be somewhere safe, That's not what the Bible teaches us. No, we're not to be cowards. We are to be strong and courageous. The first part of 13 says, be on your guard. Yes, we have an enemy. You've probably noticed, right? That's why we need to be on our guard. We need to stand firm in the faith. We can't compromise with the devil. Oh, yeah, okay, I'll just give the devil a little bit. Maybe he'll leave me alone. No way. You give him an inch, he'll go for the mile. That's how the devil works. We don't compromise with the devil. We need to stand firm in the faith. And 1 Peter 5:8 says, be self-controlled and alert. We stay alert through prayer. We spend time with God. We pray. That's how we stay alert. Jesus said, watch and pray. And be self-controlled and alert. Your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. I've heard some say that, oh, the devil has no teeth. He's been defanged, never mind him. Well, if it's never mind him, why is the Bible a warning to be on your guard, right? Why warning for us to stay alert? Because we have an enemy. And yeah, we should not be scared by the roar of the devil. That shouldn't scare us at all. We hear the devil roar, oh, that's good. Because now I know where you are and what you're doing, and now you're going to get it, right? It's when he sort of sneaks up from behind, that's when you really need to watch it. But when the devil roars at you, okay, we've got things under control here. And the devil prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. The devil does devour people. And that's why we need to be on guard. We need to be alert. We need to watch and pray because we have an enemy. One, if you're taking points, be on your guard. Two, stand firm in the faith. We need to be people of faith. Faith in God, faith in the Word of God. But three, be people of courage. To be people of courage, we need to know our God and have faith in God's Word. Romans 8:31 says, if God is for us, who can be against us? Amen? If God is for you, who can be against you? Right? No one. God is for me. Who can be against me? We still have an enemy, but God is for me. Who can be against me? Matthew 28:18-19, Jesus came to them and said, all authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. Later down in verse 19, and surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Jesus promises that he will be with us always, and it's in the context of us going out ministering and serving God. When we step out in faith to go and do the works of God, Jesus is with us. It's his promise. So God is with us. Who can be against us? Amen? Even though the devil is at work, we've got God with us, and God, our God is great and powerful, and we are to be strong in God. Luke 10:19, I have give you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. These are the promises of God. All authority has been given unto Jesus, and Jesus tells us also to go, and says that it gives authority unto us over the works of the devil, and that we are able to defeat, we are able to overcome all the power of the enemy. We don't need to hide away somewhere and hope the devil doesn't bother us, or hope that God will just sort of come through on our behalf. The authority has been given unto us, and we need to use the authority that God has given us. We need to trample on some of these snakes and serpents, scorpions or whatever, these little spiritual harassing, destroying demons, and use the authority that God has given us. And if we don't, then we suffer for it, because God has given us the authority for us to do it. Amen? We need to be men and women of courage, have faith in God. And faith means action. In Ephesians 2, it tells us that that we are saved by grace through faith. And so when we first get saved, there is a real change in our life. We have to choose. We turn away. We purpose to walk a new walk with God. But then after we get saved, the Bible says that we live by faith, not by sight. Or in the Thai translation says we walk by faith and not by sight. And so it's not just the one-time experience. We have faith and sort of give up everything, you know, to believe in Jesus and to follow Jesus. Then we actually have to follow him. That's an important part of the whole picture, right? Is that after we give our life to God, we need to follow him. And that we're his followers, we're his disciples. We're the ones that Jesus has commissioned, has chosen us, has ordained us, appointed us to go and bear fruit. Now we have to follow. And to do that, we need to do that in faith. And to do it that in faith needs action. We need to do something. And to do things in faith also means that we need to entertain some risk. Because if we're not walking according to we see, like according to what we can see and what we can touch, or what's actually happening around about us, or according to our own personal natural abilities, if we can do something with our own strength, our own natural ability, we don't need God, right? There's no faith in that. It's faith when if God doesn't come through, we're going to have a problem here. That's a risk. We need to step out. I don't need any faith just to walk along the pavement here, but walk on water, that's a little bit different, right? And God wants us. The Bible says that we start by faith, we finish by faith, we're to live a life of faith. But faith means action. Can I ask you, what are you doing for God, for the kingdom of God? Oh, I come to church every week, Pastor. That's good. But where's the faith component in your relationship with Jesus? That's how we grow, is when we're living and we're walking in faith. We have a tendency, and I say we because this is definitely my tendency. I like to have things ordered, arranged, everything that I have control over what's happening in my life. And in the ministry, it's all under my ability and my control, and then I'm very peaceful and happy. Things are in control. But there's no faith there. If I'm able to just do everything myself, then, you know, we like to do this. Okay, we're going to do this. Okay, God bless this. That's good. We're acknowledging God. We're honoring God. And that's, we should be doing that. Things that we can do. Okay, God, you know, I lay this before you, God, when you bless that. But many times we have things arranged so nicely that even if God didn't bless it, God doesn't even show up. It didn't make any difference. Because we're able to do it by ourselves. That's not walking in faith. And when we're walking in faith, that's when we really connect with God. That's when we learn more about God. Learn about the love of God, the faithfulness of God, the power of God, revelation of God. When we're actually following Jesus, serving Him, doing things that And stepping out to do things, if God doesn't help on this, it's not going to look good for me. Sometimes, even just little things, sharing your faith with someone else. You need faith to do that, right? That you need to step out, and you've got questions, or, you know, how are they going to respond to this, or whatever. You need faith to step up, open your mouth, and share the love of Christ with someone. In ministry, sometimes, ministering, and there's so, teach about healing, and then after teaching, well, you teach, you need to pray for people, right? And you think, what if no one gets healed? That's going to be really embarrassing after I preach about this and then no one gets healed, right? And so you need to step out in faith, and you need to call people up and pray for them, right? And so there's a risk involved when we walk in faith. So, faith involves action, and faith also involves risk. And I want to encourage you as a church, and as an individual people, we'll look at another scripture here first. In Ephesians 2:10, says that we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance. And so God has a calling individually for each one of us, and God has good works prepared for us to do. And as a church, God has a good work that God has called us to do, but that needs action, right? And it needs faith. And faith means that we need to entertain some risk. And one other thought in closing. We need to be watchful or mindful of society, because the society, our environment, really influences us. And our society values comfort and security. And these things are good, but if we're going to step out in faith to do things, it's not going to work very good if our values of comfort and security first, right? That can hinder and discourage us from really stepping out and doing what God wants us to do. Because, like I said, it involves risk, and we don't sometimes be if we value our own personal comfort and security too much, we're not going to be courageous for God. I think of the story with Jonathan and his armor bearer, where all the armies, the soldiers of Israel, are hiding in caves and stuff, and afraid of the massed army of the Philistines, and so Jonathan goes with his armor bearer, and they sort of creep up and they sort of look over the hill, and Jonathan says, "Hey, I've got an idea. Let's show ourselves to them." and if they say, "Come here," then we'll know that God has given them into our hand. That sounds a little risky to me. But when we read the story, God did an amazing miracle because of their faith and their willingness to step out in battle. And so, like I said at the beginning, I really sense that God is and about to do something here. And the illustration that I thought was sort of like an avalanche, and I want to encourage each one of you in your own personal lives, just to be strong for God, to stand firm in the faith, and to be people of courage. That God is with us. Who can be against us? And dare to do new things. Dare to step out with God. Even if it's something that, like sharing your faith with someone, that can be an intimidating or a scary experience. But when we do that, even if it doesn't go so good the first time, we are stepping out in faith, and that is really going to bless our relationship with God when we do that. And that's basically what I wanted to share with you this morning, and I'd like to pray for you, and maybe we could just stand up together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, there may be some people here that, you've had these thoughts come into your heart about serving God in some areas, and you sort of just brush that off. Oh, maybe that's just me. Maybe it's not just you. Maybe the Holy Spirit is just coming in a very gentle way and just tapping on your heart maybe you need to pay a little more attention to that and pray. And God, what should I do? How can I start? What can be the first step on this thing? God likes to start things small. And when we step out in faith, then things just start to connect and start to move ahead. And there's always problems. Always. You step ahead, something, oh, this is good, but then you face your next challenge. And the important thing to remember is if you don't do anything, if you're just trying to, you know, just keep things in order and you don't want to be risky, you don't want to step out, your faith is going to be challenged anyway. Because you're going to have a problem. So, for me, I think it's better to step out, serve God, go for it, and face some problems than wait for the devil to come and cause me some problems that it's going to make my faith grow. How would you like your faith to grow? Just go doing your own business every day, working and stuff and all that, and hoping everything go fine, and then all of a sudden, you know, the devil throws a problem at you. Oh, now you've really got to lay hold of God and to press in and believe for God because you've got a problem. Or would you rather be going out and stepping out in faith to do something good for God and facing challenges and difficulties and pressing through that? I'd rather be doing that than having to press through problems that the devil throws at me. Amen? Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. Lord, that you are a great and a mighty God. Lord, and you call us, Lord, to be people of courage. Lord, you call us to be strong, not strong in our own strength, Lord God, but strong and mighty in you. Lord, in the word of God and in the anointing of the Holy Spirit, Lord, I pray, Lord God, for this church here in Terrace. God, I pray, Lord God, that this church would come to be known, Lord, as a place where God moves, where God reigns, Lord, where miracles happen, where the members of the church are daily in their lives influencing, impacting, and affecting people for the kingdom of God. Lord, we pray for some of the things that are already taking place. Lord God, that you would just pour forth your blessing, Lord, your anointing. Lord God, on the ministries of this church, of the school that's going to be opened up. Lord, may it just be an explosion, Lord God, of blessing, Lord, that impacts and affects thousands of people, we pray, in Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I pray also, Lord God, for some of the people here that are just wondering, God, what do you want me to do? God, I pray, Lord, that you would just encourage them. Lord, that you would strengthen them. Lord God, that they would just have the courage, even though they're not sure on some things, just to step out and believe, God is with me. God has promised to never leave me or forsake me. I can do it. I can step out in faith because God is with me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. 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 Thank you. Yes, I'd just like to thank the church again. You can be seated. Lord, the church here has just been a real blessing to us. We always just feel so refreshed when we come here, and then also with your ministry and partnership. And we are waiting. I told Tim the other day, I'm not coming back here. Because I come here many times, but you guys don't come and visit us. And so you need to come and visit us. All right? Okay, Tim.
Thank you for listening to the message today. We hope you enjoyed it. Feel free to share this message with others, but please do not alter or change it in any way without express written consent from the Rock Christian Community.